This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Lawmakers in Michigan are making it the law that high school students take a personal finance class. It now goes to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for her signature. Florida and Georgia passed similar laws this year. Michigan would be the 14th state. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
The number of states requiring personal finance in high school has nearly tripled since 2019, after barely budging for years. John Pelletier at the Center for Financial Literacy at Champlain College has a theory as to why.
I actually think COVID really opened people's eyes to how financially precarious people are in the way they live their lives.
In addition to that, he says, it's gotten really easy for anyone, including teenagers, to buy stocks and crypto.
You're dealing with youth that can, in probably 10 minutes, open up a Robinhood account, right? Or a Coinbase account. So these concepts, I think, are almost more important now.
Research shows that requiring a personal finance class in high school changes people's behavior for the better, says Carly Urban at Montana State University.
It improves credit scores by age 22, reduces delinquency rates. Student loan repayment is actually much higher after graduation, and payday lending decreases.
According to the nonprofit Next Gen Personal Finance, 20 states are currently considering legislation to require a class in high school. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.